This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the future of the Republican Party is going to be maybe not decided, but certainly greatly influenced by a meeting that is taking place today. About an hour from now. And yes, it's a meeting of the Republican House Caucus, those close to 218 members. It's 211 members of the Republican House Caucus who are meeting to decide whether they're going to continue allowing Liz Cheney to be the number three person in the House leadership, or whether, because she voted to impeach President Trump because of his role allegedly in inciting a riot, inciting an insurrection on January 6th, will Liz Cheney be removed? We will get to that. We will also consider what is going to be some kind of discussion regarding Marjorie Taylor Greene. Are Republicans going to rise to her defense, despite her association with all kinds of conspiracy theories and outrageous statements, even calling for death and execution and bullets in the head for some of her Democratic colleagues? Does she deserve to continue to be representing the Republican Party in committees like the Budget Committee and the Education and Labor Committee? Or does she need some form of discipline from her fellow House members? She's only been a member of Congress for about 30 days. In fact, it's exactly 30 days today. But we will see what that decision foretells about where the party is going. And speaking about where the party is going, a former chair of the Republican Party in the state of Washington has already left the Republican Party himself. But he now says we need a new party to represent conservatives more effectively. And he believes he thinks he knows how to do that. Is that a good idea, or is it a suicidal idea and one that would greatly damage the conservative cause? We will get to that. We'll also talk about a San Francisco teacher who is one of those teachers who is trying to educate her students via Zoom. And she is now trying to use Bernie Sanders. Yeah, that's Bernie Sanders and his famous mittens as a lesson in white privilege. Really? Yeah, really. It's about as ridiculous as it could be. And in Hollyweird, on the same day they announced Golden Globe Awards, there is a very major star and a very major black star who is speaking up in defense of the police. And I think that's a terrific thing, and we will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The meeting today, having to do with both Marjorie Taylor Greene and Liz Cheney, the decision by the Republican members of the House of Representatives is going to have a terrific impact, not just on the campaign that is coming up in 2022, where the Republicans are determined to take over the House, but in what shapes up in the presidential campaign. And the Democrats are betting a lot on the idea that Republicans are not going to take an appropriately, it seems to me, harsh position toward Marjorie Taylor Greene. There's a very big headline today in the New York Times, which, of course, is rooting for Republicans to suffer and to lose. And it says the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee yesterday began a $500,000 advertising campaign, which is a pretty substantial campaign when there's no election immediately going on. They're just doing this to try to set the table for the election. The $500,000 advertising campaign and it's on television and online. It takes eight vulnerable House Republicans that the Democrats are planning to knock off. I don't mean physically knock off or fatally knock off. I mean they're planning to take their congressional seats. And one of those people, by the way, is Kevin McCarthy. They are trying to tie all of these figures to Marjorie Taylor Greene and to QAnon. Their ad, which is very tough and very nasty and very unfair, sounds like this. This is clip two, Jeremy.
A conspiracy theory born online took over the Republican Party, sent followers to Congress, and Donald Trump incited a mob that attacked the Capitol and murdered a cop. Then Republicans like Don Bacon voted to protect Trump, letting the QAnon mob win. Congressman Don Bacon should have stood with us, but he was a coward. He stood with Trump and the lies. Congressman Don Bacon, he stood with Q, not you. DCCC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Okay, Don Bacon is a congressman from Nebraska. It is a tough district, and he won, fortunately. And he deserves to win again. And it's not even true that he stood with Trump. Don Bacon, and in fact five of the congressmen that they are attacking, five of the eight, did not vote with Trump. When you remember what happened on January 6th before the riot distracted everybody, they were going to have a vote on how many people in the House and how many people in the Senate actually objected to the electoral votes. The majority of Republicans voted to object, but about a third of Republicans voted no. This is ridiculous. There's no basis at all for these objections. Don Bacon was one of those guys, and they're trying to smear him with QAnon. Is it fair to say that QAnon has taken over the Republican Party? This was a theme of a piece by Michelle Goldberg, as a matter of fact, in the New York Times. Same idea. The Republican Party is now the QAnon Party. Does anybody out there think this is a helpful look for Republicans? Really? Because it very, very clearly is not. And that's the essence of why they have to do something with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, expelling her from Congress is not going to happen. They're never going to get the two-thirds that they would need to expel her from Congress, even if every single Democrat votes for it. It's not appropriate to do that. But it seems to me it is appropriate to either compel her to make a full and complete and total renunciation and apology for material she has posted on the internet, on Facebook, primarily. And she's been doing this. This is not years and years ago. It's since 2018. She was already politically involved in 2018. And you have to be a complete brain-dead basket case not to realize that stuff you put on the net when you are politically involved and you're thinking of running for office, and she clearly was, oh, if you think that that is going to just disappear. The closest she came to an apology was last night, where she appeared in a on a radio show, and she was asked very directly by the host. She said, "I want to give you an opportunity to address these accusations about being a conspiracy theorist." Now, they're not just accusations. They're reality. If you post stuff repeatedly about QAnon, you're a conspiracy theorist. If you post stuff about wildfires being caused by Jews from outer space, this is not a joke. It's what Marjorie Taylor Greene apparently believes. If you believe that the shootings at Newtown, Connecticut, at Sandy Hook Elementary School, was all a fraud intended to take away your Second Amendment rights, well, then you're a conspiracy theorist. So what did she actually say when she was given a chance to respond? Well, what she said was very, very far from an apology. And that's a problem. We'll get to what she said, what the Republicans must do, and the issue of Liz Cheney. If you're one of those people who thinks that Liz Cheney must be removed from Republican leadership, you can tell me why. 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Today, the fate of Marjorie Taylor Greene, at least in terms of her participation in major House committees, is going to be decided by her colleagues in the Republican caucus. They are convening a meeting, as I understand it, about a half hour from now. and we will report to you on any developments. It's a private meeting. There will be no press there. And one of the key things that is going to decide everything regarding Marjorie Taylor Greene and Liz Cheney is whether they are going to go to a secret ballot or whether they are going to go to a an on-the-record vote. Now, what's interesting here is the assumption is that the secret ballot would probably help Liz Cheney and would probably hurt Marjorie Taylor Greene. How is that? No Republican, no one wants to be subjected when you're running for re-election. And remember, every one of these House members has to run for re-election in 2022. And none of them want to have Marjorie Taylor Greene and what she has said so far and what she is likely to say in the next year and a half. You don't want that to be put on you and be used in campaign ads against you, which is why when it comes to a secret ballot, the guess is from this is a source, one member of Congress would rather not be identified, that he thinks if there were a secret ballot, there would be fewer than 20 or 30 members who would vote to defend Marjorie Taylor Greene. They'd just as soon get her the hell out of there. But here's what she said when she was given the opportunity on a radio show to, quote, address those accusations about you being a conspiracy theorist. As I said, they're not accusations. It's statements that she's made. It's to distance herself from stuff she's said. So here's her immediate answer in the transcript. Absolutely, I appreciate that. I've never done drugs. Uh-huh. Sounds like a little bit of a non sequitur there. I guess what that means is that you can't use the, well, I was stoned out of my mind, therefore I said these stupid things. Okay, her answer is, absolutely, I appreciate that. I've never done drugs. I've never been arrested. Good. The only thing bad I've done is probably gotten a speeding ticket. Okay? But you know what? Just like every single other person, yeah, I have said things I shouldn't say at some time or another, but I don't think anything I have to apologize for. I don't think I have anything to apologize for. She says, for refusing to believe Trump-Russian collusion conspiracy theories and looking things up on the internet and asking questions about it on Facebook, big deal. Just because I posted things on Facebook back in 2018, yeah, back in the mists of time, in the ancient Neolithic era of 2018, long, long ago, before the earth cooled, I posted stuff on Facebook back in 2018. That doesn't mean that I should be removed from my committees here in Congress. Okay, and unfortunately, she wasn't pressed on this. Because here she had an idea to say that, look, I now know that the QAnon theory, that the whole country is dominated by blood-drinking, Satan-worshipping, child-trafficking, wealthy, evil, diabolical elites, that President Trump is the only source of trying to execute those people, and they need to be executed. I mean, the entire QAnon theory is a joke, and it's based on nothing. And the idea that she wouldn't distance herself from that, that she wouldn't distance herself from saying that no plane ever hit the Pentagon. I was telling you yesterday, I know personally people who were there at the Pentagon. I know personally people who were on the plane that hit the Pentagon and died. And no, they're not living in secret in some witness protection program somewhere in the Bahamas. They're dead. And there are 180 Americans on the ground who are there. And the entire notion is so loathsome. And then the fact that she would retweet and circulate claims that Nancy Pelosi, her colleague, deserved a bullet in the head, that she wouldn't see it necessary to apologize for that. This is deeply pathetic, and there's no question that Kevin McCarthy and the rest of the Republicans of the caucus have to do what is deeply demanded by this situation, which is to make sure that Marjorie Taylor Greene does not serve in any of these congressional committees, which would give her more power and respect than she should have. And by the way, there is already talk in the state of Georgia where they're going to be redistricting. And they're going to be redistricting because Georgia is one of those states that is likely to gain a member of Congress. It's been a rapidly growing state. Now, much of that growth, almost all of it, has been in the suburbs. And the suburbs is where President Trump lost the election in Georgia. And there is going to be, if Marjorie Taylor Greene decides that she wants to run for re-election, there almost surely will be an effort to chop up her district a little bit. They have to do that because they have to change districting anyway to follow population. But making her district a much less safe Republican district, which, and certainly not the kind of district where she could slip in. She slipped in that district because there were a whole bunch of Republicans running, and then she got in a runoff, which she narrowly won, and there was virtually no Democratic attempt against her. But certainly the Democrats want her to stay around and to be a way that the Republican Party can discredit itself. And by the way, the Doug Collins, remember Doug Collins, a former pastor, I believe, who very forceful congressman, very forceful defender of President Trump in his last impeachment trial, and someone who was on the Judiciary Committee and outspoken conservative. He lost in a narrow primary to Kelly Loeffler running for Senate last time. He now is indicating that he's almost sure to jump into the race to run for Senate against Raphael Warnock. Now, this is important. Raphael Warnock, who won that special election in Georgia, was only elected to the U.S. Senate for 2 years. And remember, the Senate is tied. It's 50-50. So if a stronger candidate, if a Doug Collins, who is a Trump favorite, by the way, if a Doug Collins can run and win that seat for Republicans, it could shift control of the U.S. Senate if Republicans successfully defend everything else they've got. We will get to more on Liz Cheney and the impeachment trial shaping up. And should she be punished and lose her House leadership because she voted for President Trump's impeachment? 1-800-955-1776, our phone number.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden is so far holding firm for his call for a large COVID relief package. The president has insisted he would prefer any deal to be bipartisan and believes some Republicans will join Democrats. That being said, the Senate did approve a motion to proceed to debate over their budget resolution, which could allow them to approve relief with a simple majority. Democrat Senator from West Virginia Joe Manchin believes there has to be a bipartisan stimulus package.
From the the President of the United States to all of my colleagues. We're going to make this work in a bipartisan way. My friends on the other side are going to have input, and we're going to do something that we agree on.
NFLPA Executive Director DeMarie Smith telling ESPN he doesn't see any scenario where they would agree to move the Super Bowl. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And he knows what he believes.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the ongoing fight, a fight that is going to get very serious and intense indeed just minutes from now when the House Republicans convene in a private meeting. That's the way it's being described. That means no press. I assume that means nobody is going to be tape recording it or video and anything. And nobody's going to pull out a phone and say, let's see what people are actually saying. It's supposed to be private. But we will find out the results of what it means for Liz Cheney and for Marjorie Taylor Greene, two controversial, for very different reasons, members of the House Republican Caucus. Let's go to Will, who's calling in from Florida. Hello, Will.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I just wanted to address the larger question about the Q and QAnon. I don't go on it. I've never really read a post on it, but I know a lot of friends and family that do. And the main thesis of Q, the way I understand it, is that it is addressing human trafficking and sex trafficking. And you have to admit that this is a huge problem. This is a huge problem around the world.
I do, but the problem is that the way that QAnon addresses it takes attention away from the real problem and takes it into the realm of fantasy. Because
human trafficking is not a fantasy, though.
No, human trafficking isn't. But dealing with it, right down in Florida, where the state you're calling in from, there were two FBI...
Yeah, it's a big problem here.
But yeah, there are two FBI guys who were killed, one male, one female, actually, two FBI special agents who were killed trying to bust a, serve a warrant, actually, on somebody who had been involved, apparently, with child pornography. So
right.
It is a gigantic problem.
Right. So Q, the way I understand it, the way I get it from them, when they talk about it to me, and they tell me things is really about the human and sex trafficking industry. And also the thing that they talk about is that there are authorities in this country that look the other way, or maybe they're on the take, and the connections to drug dealing and underground dealing. So,
okay,
level, there has to be higher levels in the private sector and in the government that are either looking the other way or getting bribed or something. And to me, that's where they're coming from. I don't understand this hostility towards the craziness in Q when there's craziness in all kinds of other left-wing posts. Craziness, and I've seen those before, too.
Let's put that aside for just a moment and just focus on Q for just. I'm gonna explain to you why I think what you're saying is actually distorting the situation. I think that they actually harm efforts to counter child trafficking by suggesting that this is actually being secretly run by some of the most powerful people in the country. Often they bring up the name of Bill Gates. They bring up the name of Hillary Clinton as very prominently implicated. All of the people happen to be liberals or on the liberal side of things who they mention. But they claim that they're actually part of a quasi-religious cult that drinks blood and kills children, actually eats them, and worships Satan. And honest to God, there's been a great deal of research about it. There's very, very little Satan worship going on among American elites or among Americans in general. And
yeah,
what this means...
I think the part that you understand about the Satan worshiping and all that stuff, I think you're taking it a little too literally. When a child is abducted, or even, you know, something underground like that, to me, that's evil. That translates into the realm of whatever, however you view Satan or the devil or whatever you may think of it is, it's evil. And so I think that's where they're coming from. And
It's not where they're coming from. Q is supposed to be a person who was supposed to be, according to their theory, someone with the highest level security clearance. And he was saying, and one of the reasons they're having a crisis in QAnon right now is because part of what they were saying is that Trump got elected with a promise to clean up all these Satan worshiping, child trafficking, blood drinking evildoers. And he was going to have many of them executed. He was going to clean them up, and that's why the people with QAnon were so confident that he would win the election.
That's a whole other story about the election. But I'm just saying, the thing that bothers me the most of what you're doing, and you're doing it to Marjorie Greene, that really is not unfair, is the left has come up with crazy theories before, crazy conspiracy theories. And up to no good. And here are people that are really good, well-meaning people. Because the people that are talking about Q
give me an example. Give me an example. Hold on. Give me an example of one of the evil, crazy, left-wing theories that I haven't attacked. Because I've attacked all of them.
I have not attacked.
Well, then you just said the left has all kinds of crazy, horrible theories. Name one.
Oh, well, remember when Bush was dealing with Iraq? Remember all the terrible things?
Yes, of course. I was on the radio every day attacking that theory and showing that it had nothing to it, and it was based on, it was just a political slander. And there's lots of stuff. The whole idea that Bush was a deserter during the Vietnam War when he served in the National Guard, that was a lie. And we attacked it very regularly.
The Nazis somehow through his grandfather. I mean, there were
correct.
A lot of
we
crazy
attacked.
Theories
we
out
attacked.
There.
We attacked. Well, we attacked that. But here's the difference.
But you put so much effort. This is the thing that bothers me about you, Michael. Is you are putting so much effort into this Q thing. And it's actually,
you know why? Because the Democrats are going to use it to tar us and to wipe us out in 2022. I want the Republicans to win control of the House in 2022.
We just got 12 million new voters that voted for Trump, whether He won or you think he lost, it doesn't matter. The fact is...
I don't think he lost. He lost. He lost, okay? He's not sitting there in the White House right now. Joe Biden is. He lost. And this is the point. The 12 million new voters who voted for Trump as opposed to last time are not necessarily Republican voters. In fact, Republicans themselves did better. Our House candidates did better than Trump. Our gubernatorial candidates did better than Trump. And
okay,
the whole idea...
True. That's true, but this is what you have to admit. Without Trump, they would have not done as well.
I don't think that's necessarily true at all. And you can look in state after state.
I totally disagree. Because
you can look in state. I'm sorry. There's numbers don't lie. And if you look at the if you look at the percentage that was won by Republican House candidates across the country, they did better than Trump. President Trump did not do well in a very high turnout election. Republican House candidates and Senate candidates did. There were Senate candidates like Joni Ernst, who was supposed to lose, some people thought. Susan Collins was running way behind in the polls. She won big in Maine and did much. But this is getting us off the subject. The problem with QAnon is it identifies with false charges. It is much worse than McCarthyism, because McCarthyism was based on a reality. There were communist agents who had penetrated American life, and they needed to be exposed. McCarthy went far beyond that and accused innocent people. Here, you have very prominent people, including people like Dr. Fauci, who were accused of being involved in child trafficking and worshiping Satan and cannibalism. And when you get associated with that, it means that your party, if you accept it, is detached from reality. Will, I appreciate the call, and a good call it was. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Washington Today is probably the meanest and most partisan I've ever seen.
America beats the crap out of us, but we love our country.
We've always had partisanship. We've never had this level of dysfunction.
We live in a zero-sum world. We are absolutely convinced that for one side to get ahead, the other side has got to lose.
And we have to come together by breaking the habit of contempt.
We've proven as a nation, you give us a mountain to climb, we'll show you how to climb it.
This new film, now available on Starz, Apple TV, YouTube, Vimeo, Google Play. For more information, visit starsandstrife.com.
Right now is a great time to become a medhead at michaelmedved.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the MedVed History Store, and a listen live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on Liz Cheney at the meeting that's convening minutes from now of the Republican Congressional Caucus in the House of Representatives. She, by the way, is expected to speak in her own behalf, in her own defense. She is attacked because she was one of the 10 Republicans who voted yes to send impeachment over to the Senate, where, of course, that trial begins next week. Matt Gaetz, who is one of the most ardent supporters of President Trump, actually already flew out to Cheyenne, Wyoming to hold a rally to defeat Liz Cheney for her congressional seat. She is the only congressman representing Wyoming because it's a small population. He says, "We're in a battle for the soul of the Republican Party, and I intend to win it." He was joined on the phone by Donald Trump Jr. Cheney, meanwhile, is backed by a number of other members of the House conference, very ardently backed by Dan Crenshaw, the former Navy SEAL, Republican hero from Texas, the newly elected Nicole Malliotakis, who is the only Republican representing New York City. She's from Staten Island. Chip Roy of Texas, and Tom Cole, Republican of Oklahoma. And Lindsey Graham said this about Liz Cheney: "I believe Representative Liz Cheney is one of the strongest and most reliable conservative voices in the Republican Party. She's a fiscal and social conservative, and no one works harder to ensure that our military is well prepared." I do think that that it is likely that Liz Cheney will not be removed as third in line, third-ranking Republican in the House. In terms of what happens with Marjorie Taylor Greene, well, that remains to be seen. Let us go to Yehuda in Brooklyn, New York. You're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. I'd like to make 2 points, if I may. Number one, I believe Kevin McCarthy can turn to Nancy Pelosi and say, "We'll take Marjorie Greene off the committee if you take Ilhan Omar off. You know, we're going to purge our radical, but it's only fair that your side does the same." I see that might be highly unlikely, consider that they have the majority in the House. And my second point is, you know, Donald Trump helped get reelect, and it's unfortunate. I believe it was the AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, because he focused on them. Had he just ignored them, it's a good chance that these people would not have been reelected to Congress.
Now, that's an interesting point. Let me deal with that point first, because I think you're right. I mean, especially when he attacked all these squadsters like Rashida Tlaib, saying that they have to go back to where they came from. Now, Ilhan Omar came from Somalia, but Rashida Tlaib was born in the United States. And it did generate lots of sympathy and fundraising for them and helped them a great deal. Are you suggesting that some of these attacks on Marjorie Taylor Greene are actually going to help her?
I don't think it's going to help the same way it helped AOC and others. They were able to pull the victim card. You know, we were victimized by
right.
President Trump, and they were able to fundraise off that. But
by the way, I also think there's another reason. I think Republicans tend, at least traditionally, we've had more of a conscience. In other words, it's not enough that you just say you're a Republican. If you're a Republican and you're crazy and nasty and irresponsible, as I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is. However, I'll tell you something, and this is not a joke. There is talk, at least by some of the fever swamps, that I was mentioning, Raphael Warnock, who was just elected Senate in Georgia, that Marjorie Taylor Greene, if she is knocked off those committees, may say, to hell with this House of Representatives thing, I'm going to run for Senate. And she might have the support of some extreme factions in the Georgia party, but I don't think she would win. Now, your first point about making a trade is get rid of Ilhan Omar at the same time. I think you're right. It wouldn't work because the Democrats would say, well, Ilhan Omar, we've been through all that. And she also did something of an apology for her most obnoxious remarks, where she said it's all about the Benjamins, suggesting that people only supported Israel because of money. She backtracked on that one. So far, Marjorie Taylor Greene has backtracked on nothing. You with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. She did complain and just apologize, put it to bed, and we, you know, deal with it afterwards. You know, this is not helping her or the GOP.
No. And again, you can't say things like that Parkland and Sandy Hook didn't happen, that they were false flag operations, that they weren't real victims. Yehuda, appreciate the call, and we should have a good rest of the week. The ongoing debate here really does have to do with what's happening with the Republican Party, and I think particularly with Liz Cheney. The people who are intent on knocking her out of leadership, you wonder why. She did not vote to impeach President Trump the first time. She voted against his impeachment. Every single member, Republican in the House, voted against that prior impeachment, including Liz Cheney. This time, as a vote of conscience, she did. And she actually wrote a 21-page explanation of why President Trump was lying, basically, when he said, well, I won the election. He knows he didn't win the election. There's a brand new description, and it's incredibly detailed. It's written by Jonathan Swan, who you may remember. President Trump gave him an exclusive interview in the White House. He's a reporter for Axios. He's from Britain originally. But Jonathan Swan has this reporting about a meeting that Trump held in the White House in December, and it was a four-hour meeting with people like Sidney Powell. Rudy Giuliani was patched in by telephone. And if that is a true account, and he clearly, his main source appears to be a former White House aide named Eric Hirschman, if this stuff really happened and was said in the White House, It's genuinely scary, because you're talking about General Flynn, who apparently was there, standing up and screaming and saying we have to fight, and calling for the government seizing the voting machines, the federal government, from the states, and all of this based upon the idea that there was this Dominion voting machine fraud, and people shouting at each other and saying, you're not being loyal to President Trump, when his closest advisors and the people he trusted most who had been with him, people like Pat Cipollone, who had helped to spearhead his defense in the first impeachment, were all trying to get him to acknowledge that he actually had lost the election and they didn't have any proof of fraud. And yet there were people very, very far in the conspiracy theory field who were there and misleading him. In terms of what is going on with Liz Cheney, Matt Gaetz says, we control the true spirit of the identity of America. Therefore, he's very confident that they will remove Liz Cheney. What does he mean, we control the true spirit and identity of America? Now, of course, he believes that because he believes that that President Trump actually won the election. And see, so much of this comes down to basically just accepting reality. And the idea that we are going to run the 2022 election or the 2024 election based on what you think about Donald Trump, there could be no more foolish proposition than that. It doesn't make any sense. And no, it's not true. I know that Eric Trump said on Newsmax, apparently, that President Trump is the most beloved political figure in all of American history. Which, again, when you think about Franklin Roosevelt winning the White House four times, he did. When you think about Ronald Reagan winning two huge landslide wins, the second win with 49 of 50 states. When you think of Dwight Eisenhower winning two huge Republican landslides, he carried virtually everything. The party really, really needs a burst of new life and youthful energy and something fresh. But rehashing arguments about Dominion voting machines and alleged vote fraud for which there is no substantial proof, not a good thing. Do we need a brand new Republican Party? We'll talk to a former party chairman who says, yeah, we do. How? Coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.